And we're good.
I'm playing like I'm out there. I'm on the court. I'm MJ. I'm Kobe. And now, in my Laker uniform,
you LA
at
Bron.
Number 23. Damn, I gotta be LA Bron. All right, let's
LA
kick it
Bron,
off.
LA Bron, man.
It is what it is. Welcome to the Occasional Hoopers. You already know what it is. I'm your host. I ain't heard from you in a minute. Smooth Johnson. You know, y'all can get at me at, you know, find me, you know what I'm saying? Just add to the Occasional Hoopers. Worry about that right there, you know what I mean? Go ahead. What?
Man, you already know, man. It's me, Darnell. You can find me on everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. It's at Chase X Mills. I'm talking about Instagram. I'm talking about Snapchat. I'm talking about Twitter. I'm talking about not Facebook. I'm just normal on there. But everything that's not Facebook is Chase X Mills. So follow me.
MySpace?
Nah, I'm straight on the MySpace.
Remember when MySpace tried to come back though?
Yeah, it did.
Like, what year was that? Like 2015 when they tried. Remember they had like Riff Raff in the commercial and Chance the rapper and all everybody. Mac Miller was in the commercial.
Look at them.
They tried that shit. Nobody was fucking with it though.
Nobody did. Nobody. It's okay, MySpace.
It was over with.
Better luck next time. Nope. Anyway, you can find TOH, the Caden Hoopers. We are on Instagram as well. We on Facebook too, and we on Twitter.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It's T.O. Hoopers? I don't know. I don't be on that shit,
I think
bro.
It's T.O. Hoopers.
It's T.O. It's at T.O. _ Hoopers. I'm sorry, y'all.
Because we're working on it right now. We're working on it.
I be on Twitter, but I don't be tweeting.
There you go.
I don't even be knowing what's going on for real.
But LeBron, we do know that. We do know after.
We do know LeBron did join the Lakers about, how long has it been? It's been about two weeks. Not even though,
nah, since we did the show.
It's been a month since we did the show, but since LeBron joined the Lakers, it's been what, like 2 weeks?
It's been two weeks. Before LeBron joined the Lakers, we gonna jump into that. We are. Because We just gotta
jump into that. I'm not worried about nothing that happened since.
Nah,
that.
We gotta talk about Palmdale P. Yeah, I said it. Hold on, let me get in my deep voice when I say this. Palmdale P, huh?
Yeah,
Palmdale P, huh?
Yeah. I'm tired, like, when I came up with that, my nigga, I was just so tired of everybody being like, he was from L.A. Palmdale is not L.A.
Palmdale is not
we
L.A.
We got love for Palmdale. Everybody knows somebody in Palmdale.
Everybody knows somebody.
I think I got some family out there. But that's not L.A., my nigga. So, can y'all please stop saying Paul George is from L.A.? He's from Palmdale, my nigga.
I'm mad at the fact that when he was in Indiana. Indiana is not that much different from Palmdale.
I just know. That's the only... That's right. It's Palmdale with snow. That's all it. Right.
And then you're going to sit here and be in Indiana and say, I want to go to L.A. Let me play in L.A. All right, cool. That's nothing. We appreciate that. A lot of cats wanted to play in LA. But you said that. You voiced that. That came out of your mouth. We didn't ask you. We didn't say Paul George.
Nigga, you was like, you know what, y'all? I'm not going to re-sign with y'all. I want to go to L.A. I want to be a Laker.
That's what he said. He wanted to be a Laker.
And then you get traded, which is not your fault. Because they wanted to get something for you, so they trade you to Oklahoma City.
Smart move by Larry Bird.
And you get there, and you jump on Russell Westbrook's nuts.
Before you do that, I'm hot, bro.
Because just thinking about it, I done got hot again.
Is Oklahoma really that much different from Indiana?
Oklahoma's just like Palmdale.
That's what
I'm
saying. Like,
that's why he stayed. He got L.A. niggas out there with him with Russell Long Beach.
But I'm not going to go. Long Beach is a cool city. I love Long Beach.
Long Beach is cool, but it's not like...
It's different. It's, L.A. and Long Beach is different. If you from Long Beach, you're going to say you from Long Beach. Simply that. That's just it. I'm going to leave that at that. Boom. Anyway.
But Oklahoma is just like Palmdale, though.
Yeah. And I heard from a cat that was from Indiana. He said Paul George and them had it jumping over there when they was over there. Because it's like they the only thing live over there. Like, the Indiana 5, the Indy 500 is Indiana, right?
Yeah, it's the Indy 500.
All right. I'm you know, Captain Obvious over here. That's me for the night. But I'm just saying, so he probably had it live over there. So maybe he liked
how live can you really have Indiana, though?
Man, you can probably have it live.
Hell no. Nah. You know Indiana is like the home of the Ku Klux Klan, right?
Okay. I know that now. You sure? That's legit?
Yeah, they like started in Indiana. Like, Indiana is a white state, bro. That is like a legit a white state.
Okay. We learn something new every day, guys. But hey, we just stayed in facts, so that's really not that's not a knock. That's just those.
But
just
you, but this nigga left Indiana.
He left Indiana and went to Oklahoma.
He got traded to Oklahoma. He get there.
Did he get bullied by Russ? Was Russell like, you ain't going nowhere?
Russell was like, hey, man, we know how Russell is, bro.
Why would you leave me? You gonna Russell's, be like KD? You gonna be like KD and just leave me?
Russell really is a guard version of Kevin Garnett.
Man, wow. Russell
think about intense. It. On court and off court.
It's like, Russ, why are you so intense?
Dog? Remember how they treated Ray Allen for leaving?
Yeah.
And Ray Allen was like, it's not my fault, y'all. Like, they didn't want to pay me. So I went in. So I decided to go over to Miami. And they was like, nah, Ray.
Nah,
like, Ray. Kevin Garnett still ain't talked to him. It's 2018, bro. That happened in what year? 2011? 2000, that happened 2012, bro. He ain't talked to him in 6 years.
Damn, bro.
Like, you going to go over there with them?
It's deep.
So.
This basketball is deep.
I'm just saying, so that's who Russell Westbrook is. Drew? Nah, I ain't gonna see.
You didn't like the Pepsi commercial?
No, I like the Pepsi commercial, but I don't want to see that as a movie.
Okay, Little Rel is not that funny as a comedian, but he's great.
He's funny. Have you seen his cool. Netflix special?
Yeah.
He ain't
kind of funny.
What's your kind of funny, though?
My kind of funny is like Cat Williams. Cedric the Entertainer, DL Hughley.
Okay.
Even JB Smoove. You feel
JB
me?
JB Smoove ain't funny.
JB Smoove is a funny actor. Have you seen him?
Like, he's a funny as an actor, but he's not like stand up funny. I don't even think I've ever seen him
probably
do stand up.
I've never seen stand up.
All right, so Poyer. I'm gonna take that back then.
You seen JB Smoove stand up?
Nah, but JB Smoove is funny.
He's funny.
So I'm not gonna disrespect him.
Big shout outs to Michael Poyer. I think that's
I don't
his
know
name.
Who that is.
Michael Poyer is a hilarious comedian. He's super funny. I think he like he a low.
What has
dude.
He been on though?
Man, honestly, he got it. Okay,
he was on Byron. Remember that dude? Byron Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen.
Yeah. He probably was on Comic View a couple of times too.
I used to watch, but I didn't have no cable, my nigga. I used to wait for that to come on because I wanted to laugh so bad.
Oh,
like
man.
1 o'clock in the morning, that'll come on. They have all the like the B, the C level black comics. Yeah. Like, oh okay. Yeah, I know him. Okay, he kind of funny. All right, yeah, be up 1 o'clock laughing at it. And Byron Scott will be trying to. I keep calling him Byron Scott. Byron Allen keep trying to tell jokes. He wasn't funny. You know why I keep saying Byron Scott? Because he looked like Byron Scott. He brown like that. He got the milk dud head.
Him. Byron Scott looked like Montel Williams.
Yeah, Byron Scott. You know who he? Byron Allen really looked like. Remember Justice League cartoon?
Yeah.
Remember he looked like Lex Luthor when they made him black.
Hey, he was a hard Lex Luthor. The black Lex Luthor.
God. All right.
So we back on. We back on. I feel like we got lost from where we originally was.
But Russell bullied Paul George.
Russell is a bully, dog.
Russell was like, you're not about to leave me.
Do we need to rescue Russell? I mean, Paul. Well, no, I'm not rescuing Paul.
Russell threw a party for him and was like, hey, so today you're going to announce that you're staying with the team. And Paul George was like, all right.
It was like.
And then he gave him a death row chain and said,
I was just about to say, it was like.
What you on death row?
What you on death row?
He treated him like Tupac.
The only way you out of death row is in the box.
Now, you seen
the Malibu's Most Wanted?
Yeah, but have you seen All Eyes on Me, the Tupac movie? So, remember when Tupac was like, hey, you know what? Thank you, Suge, for everything you did for me, but I'm about to dip. I'm about to go do my own thing.
Yeah.
And Suge was like, nah, you're not going nowhere. And Tupac was like, huh? Like, what you mean I'm not going nowhere? And then he was like,
just wait. Then he came back, was like, we could be partners.
Okay, that nigga Death Row East.
You can have, I don't want that.
I want to get out. I want to do movies. I'm doing movies.
No, we going to do it together. That's Russell to Paul George. Paul George was like, you know what? I'm going to leave. He was like, nah, we a team. And Paul George was like, okay. Like, all right. So sign the contract.
I mean, Paul George.
Russell was in the room with the GM like, they going to sign the contract, right?
This is what I need
to win. It was like the Godfather.
Didn't
he
call himself Playoff P?
That's why he palmed LP.
Oh, man. Because they got to know why
he had one good playoff game talking about, you know they call me Playoff P. Like, nigga, you averaged 17 points in the playoffs this year. Whole ass nigga, what are you talking about?
The only P I know in the league is Swaggy P, honestly.
Man, really, he got a ring.
He got a ring.
Come on now.
Show me something, Palmdale P.
Palmdale P, man, forever. Forever, every time I look at him, Palmdale P. He was never going to be nothing else.
Give me a scoring title 1 year.
He could have. But he wanted to be
on Russell's team.
He wanted to be Russell Westbrook's little bitch. So
man, you just staying so hard right now.
Cause it's just like, you know how Russell is. Like, he called Kevin Durant a cupcake for leaving. So you gotta think, like, whole year since Paul George got traded, the whole year he was like, he not going nowhere.
I was like, hey, come here, let me talk
like,
to you.
Like, hey, we getting Melo, too. I'm not worried about Melo. Paul George, I'm going nowhere.
He was like, hey, come here.
Melo was like, hey, I came with all my hats and la la. Like, all right, Melo, that's cool.
All my hats.
Paul George not going nowhere. You know how Carmelo be wearing the big-ass hats?
He got his own hat long.
Carmelo, like, every post-game, he had a different hat that was hanging over his ears. Like,
wait, man.
Like, hey, Melo, why you got a fedora that's hanging over your ears, bro?
Nah, think about...
I love Melo, but still, nah.
Melo just, I feel like they didn't utilize.
No. Melo's one, I'm about to tell you what happened. Melo's one of my favorite players, but he don't got no explosiveness no more.
Hey, didn't I say Melo was like, is Melo a failure?
Nah, he gonna be a Hall of Famer.
No, not a failure, like, in terms of, like, career-wise, just in terms of, like, then how championship. Everybody don't need a ring?
Everybody can't get one.
I got you. So is Melo Tracy McGrady?
Nah, because Tracy McGrady got took out by injury. Melo didn't had a full career. Like, he gone. What year they about to be in? 16? He didn't had a full career. They about to be in year 15. He didn't had a full career, so, bro. And he ain't never had a drastic, like, he ain't never tore nothing for real. Like, he had, like, little knick-knack stuff. He'd be out for a little... But he ain't never, like, blew his knee or...
But did he ever have expectations? Did he have championship expectation?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like, is it a failure for championship expectations?
Karl Malone had championship expectations. So did Charles Barkley.
It's cool that he don't have a ring. It don't matter. It don't affect his legacy.
It really don't.
Okay.
He not going to get mentioned with... Them so dudes, so it's like, you know, it's like two different conversations. So, okay, like, so. It's like, oh yeah, he was a bad boy, but he's not gonna get mentioned. Like, hey, like how
you
LeBron
put D-Wade over?
Yeah, D-Wade got three rings, and he won a ring. But like that first ring was all him. It wasn't Shaq was ass at that point. Right, Shaq was on his way out. He hung on for a long time, but Shaq, that was like the peak end of his dominant.
But who is Melo? Because in comparison,
Melo is Charles Barkley.
Melo, yeah.
Charles had amazing numbers. He's a Hall of Fame player. Went to the playoffs every year. He went to the finals
MVP.
Has
Carmelo ever won an MVP?
Nah. He is scoring champion.
That's cool.
Like he got like 25,000 points.
That's nice.
But he didn't make... when I look at Carmelo, when you look at his... like he wasn't smart basketball-wise.
Look at his career. Like
Carmelo. He wasn't smart basketball-wise, so... He made money decisions.
Money in the bank right there.
Yeah,
boy.
He was making from the gate, always made his money decisions. Like, I need to have this certain amount of money. While LeBron was taking, like, people gonna be like, well, LeBron, it's LeBron that. He was always on top of his basketball career, far as, you know what, I'm not gonna sign. I don't need to sign a Supermax. I'm gonna make all that money anyway. Carmelo was like, give me all the money now. Which is nothing wrong with that. If somebody about to give you $200 million, you're going to say, nah, let me just... Yeah. I'm about to sign that deal.
So Russ just didn't care about Carmelo.
I mean, Carmelo, I don't know who the hell Carlo is. Carmelo, shout
out to Carmelo. When he gets in the league, he's going to be a baller.
Yeah, Carmelo was just a throw-in. Like,
yeah.
That was just later on. Like, hey, we got Melo, too. Like, all right.
Palm Del Pito, dog.
It is what it is.
And he was claiming.
And Kawhi is not from LA neither. He's from San Diego, y'all. Remember that.
Oh. Like San Diego, let me say that right now.
But a lot of people, because he wants to play in Los Angeles, is saying, hey, he's from LA. No, he's from San Diego.
Is he saying he wants to play in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Or is it his uncle that's his agent now?
Yeah, same thing.
I never heard Kawhi say nothing.
I've heard him talk.
Honestly, times. I don't even think I looked up a Kawhi Leonard interview. Sorry about that, Kawhi.
Kawhi had a funny commercial last year with Foot Locker.
He had a commercial?
Yeah, the commercial that show him, they show him working out, then they show him hanging out with Nipsey Hussle.
Kawhi was hanging out with Nipsey Hussle?
Yeah, you gotta watch the commercial. It's a funny commercial. And then at the end of it, they go, hey, Kawhi, you had an eventful day yesterday. And he's like, oh, I was hacked. But it's like him, filming everything, though. Like, him in the lowrider, him over here, him over there, him over, like, having a good time, and then he goes, I was hacked. It's a funny commercial, bro, because basketball players do be doing that a lot. They do be acting like, they do be everywhere, and then when some stuff happened, that wasn't me.
I don't know who did that.
Somebody like, what you mean? Account. Like, what you mean?
Why is the hack my account the total, like?
Because it's easy to just say, because a lot of people was getting hacked, so there's nothing to be like, I was hacked. Right. Who gonna say he wasn't hacked? Only recently people started being like, nah, because it just started happening so frequently. Everybody just got hacked all of a sudden. Like, nah, he wasn't hacked. It's impossible.
I feel like,
but people still do get hacked though.
Man, who got anyway? We're not even gonna get into the time of that. But so, Palm Del P, San Diego, Kawhi. Does Kawhi now? Think about it. Is I'm not saying that Kawhi don't want to come to play to LA. And for me, I'm a Lakers fan. So when you want to come to play in L.A., you're not talking about the Clippers. You might be talking about the Sparks. You're talking about the Sparks, the Dodgers. What are you talking about?
He looked like he could low-key play for the Sparks.
Like, nah, I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to slander WNBA. But a few of them, like, girls do be looking like Kawhi low-key.
Nah, that's all right. That's all right.
That's not all right.
Shout outs to them. Sparks is balling, actually, too. They playing well. But, yeah. If you come to play for the Lakers, you ain't Jerry West is over there in the Clippers for sure. Okay?
They said Stephen A. Smith was like, now that LeBron is with the Lakers, Kawhi is like, you know what, send me to the Clippers because I don't want to be in LeBron's shadow. I don't know, you know, Stephen
Why
A. always
would Kawhi
be like,
say that?
I don't know, bro.
Play with LaMarcus Aldridge like that.
I don't listen. I'm just reporting what a real reporter reported. I don't know, bro. I don't know if that's real or not, because Stephen A. always be like, oh, I got these sources, so I don't know.
Listen, Stephen A. can say all that. That's fine. You know
Stay
why?
Stay off the weed. But yeah,
yeah,
you seen that
boy?
Oh, that is so funny when he do that. But, I mean, if I was Kawhi, I'd do whatever. Like, whoever.
If he go to the
Because
Clippers,
I don't think he's going to be traded before the season starts.
They'll just lose. Simple as that. They're always gonna lose.
People is okay with that though, as long as they happy. Some people will lose and still be happy. He's still getting paid the same amount. I know he wanna win though. So if I was him, I'd go to the
finals MVP. Jerry West is a great dude.
Jerry West is what built our dynasty.
That's why I can't say nothing.
But
right now,
he's trying to build it with the Clippers, and if anybody like us know anything about the Clippers is that they've been sorry for 30 years. And
they've
sadly enough,
the
they're going to be sorry for another 30 years.
Let me repeat that, guys. They've never won
anything.
That mean you the best in your
they
conference.
Won, I remember, they won, my, they. Never. I got a family member that's a Clippers fan. They won 50 games and he was acting like they won a championship. I'm like, they still going to lose though. But they winning more than... No, I don't want to hear they winning more than anybody. They never won anything. So until they win something, you can't talk to me about the Clippers.
I was happy with Philly though when they was balling though, even though they wasn't playing well for a long time.
No, but Philly is like, it's not Philly, they not as storied as the Lakers or the Celtics, but they got championships. They got banners hanging up there. That is a like a story franchise in a sense. So yeah, they don't get the slander that the Clippers suck. And anybody from LA that's a Clipper fan, I look at you sideways.
They just wanted to be different. It's okay though.
I look every time, like, ugh.
I want to be different.
Like, I could tell, like, everything about you by the moment you say you a Clippers fan. Like, oh, you a fan? That's your team for real? Like, you just don't watch them because they own? Like, you really, like, that's your, you really root for them. Like, that, my Clippers. I ain't never heard nobody really say,
my Clippers.
My
Clippers.
I know one person.
Oh.
I don't even gonna bring him up. Okay. But, because he a Clipper fan. And it makes sense why his life is the way it is.
I had a girl in high school.
If you a fan of the Clippers, you a fan of losing. Your lifestyle is going to be losing.
Nah, they be balling.
Now, that's like the recent last 2-3 years they was okay. Like, nah.
Look, the Clippers isn't a team that I say.
I wouldn't even put my creative player on the Clippers, bro. I wouldn't even do that. And you could, like, I would put my creative player on all types of teams. I would never put my...
I was on Memphis before.
Yeah, I've been on every team. I've been on Memphis. I've been on New Orleans. I've been on everywhere.
So that's
2K. I ain't never put my player on the Clippers.
I ain't never played for the Clips.
I couldn't do it, bro.
I used to like the Clippers, though. When they had Corey Maggette. Remember, what's my dude, Darius Miles?
They was like...
The headband
they was West Coast New York Knicks. Remember, because New York Knicks had, like... The same team, but just East Coast version. Like, they had, like, Quinn Richardson and, like, all them dudes that looked exactly
they
like
just
them.
Like them. Like, and they twins.
And Jamal Crawford, they was entertaining, too. And lost, like, 55 games every year. Like, you gonna lose 50. You play 82, you done lost 55, for real. Lakers like, do y'all care about basketball?
We was, like, 17 one year. Remember
that was
like,
that was just a bad year. We was just unlucky, though. There was nothing we could do about that. Like, our team like just sucked. We wasn't even entertaining.
Hey, everybody was injured too one year. Mm-hmm. I remember one year our whole team was injured.
We wouldn't have got, if we wouldn't have only had 17 wins, we wouldn't have got Brandon Ingram though.
We wouldn't have got it. One year, remember, we had like 16.
But 17 is,
18, I think. We had lost like so many games. See, I'm talking this talk right now because we talked about Palmdale P. We talked about San Diego Kawhi. You feel me? But at the end of the day, real Laker fans that's been here since forget 2008, 2009, 2010. Forget 2001. Because those is the fans that was there during the good times.
Yeah.
You was there during the good times. Where was you at 2012, 2013, 14,
where was you at 05 through 08?
Man, for real.
Those were some hard years.
Those were some tough years. Where was you at them years?
And like you said, where was you 2013 till now?
Till now.
That's a five-year gap that we just been sitting here just sad every year.
Come on. And it's like...
Watching Julius Randle, bitch ass.
Hey, man.
I know you like Randle. I never liked Randle, bro.
I wanted to draft
Marcus Smart.
I wanted Marcus Smart. So shout out to Marcus Smart.
I wanted Marcus Smart so bad.
I told my brother Ace that. I said, damn,
oh
I wanted God. Marcus Smart.
I was sitting there like, we need a guard. I
he
remember watching
been the perfect guard.
I'm like, one pick ahead. Like, they picked him one pick before us. I was just like,
he was a
y'all don't even need a guard right now. I forget who they had at point guard. They had Rondo still.
They had Rondo.
I'm like, y'all don't need a guard. Like,
but they
take,
picked up Marcus Smart.
They took Marcus
guess,
Smart,
that
bro.
That was a great pick.
Like,
Marcus Smart was a great pick, guys. Celtics, y'all made a great pick with Marcus Smart.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I could do the Randle pick over Marcus Smart. If y'all could do it over, y'all should take Randle.
Oh, my God. That just hurt my heart.
So... Julius Randle gone. I'm not mad at that. He was the bull in the China shop. He worked hard. He changed his body. He did.
Kudos to him.
He was, you know, he was an okay player. You feel me? He was cool.
And Julius Randle really looked like Bernie Mac to me for some reason. I don't know why, but just to me, he looked like Bernie Mac.
You like giving that Jordan.
Like for some reason, like, if Bernie Mac could play basketball, it's Julius Randle.
Man, our team looks so different now. Like, Julius Randle gone. Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance gone. I liked Larry Nance. Didn't really care that much for Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson wanted to be Nick Young so bad, but didn't have Nick Young's shot. Like, you can't be Swaggy P without the shot. Leave Swaggy P, all the antics of him being a silly player. He'll eye your ass so fast if you don't put your hand up. Like, he got the laser shot.
Remember we had Jody Meeks?
Why do you always bring Jody Meeks up?
Because no,
I'm so tired.
Jason Capono. Remember that?
And none of them niggas made no shots on our team. We had all these niggas that could shoot and they bricking crazy. Made like,
somebody
said, an
analyst said they should get Wayne Ellington. Nigga, we had Wayne Ellington. Like, y'all stop.
That's just when we was just picking up everybody. And like,
Wayne was weak.
Like, we was picking
Zabie
up.
Thought Henry was hard. That's how bad we was. See, I'm talking from real.
Remember, we had Sean Williams. He was playing stretch four for us.
Man,
like,
we had Sean Williams.
Earl Clark. Remember, Earl Clark was looking when we had D'Antoni. Earl Clark
looked good.
He was looking like an all-star. Like,
and Davis
he was averaging like 18 and 8 when he was playing with us. Like,
man.
All of a sudden he had a three. He could rebound. I'm like, Earl Clark ain't never played this good before.
Ed Davis too. Remember, Ed Davis was on.
Ed Davis got paid too. When he played with us, went to Portland.
We got a lot of these cats paid, y'all.
I just feel like they play for us and they'll be playing with no passion. Like, and then they go somewhere else and be looking good. Like, why y'all come to our team and just want to just look good. Like, oh, LA is so nice. Like, nigga, if y'all don't play basketball.
Play, man, we about basketball out here. New York think they run it. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere else think they run it. And I get it. But LA, we play ball, dog. We hoop out here. Them courts be packed sometimes. Dang, see, everywhere else is all the time. But them courts be packed, though. We shoot threes and all that.
Oh, my God.
But, nah, yeah, man, like. It's so crazy to me how throughout the years of us losing this bad and everybody wanting to hate on the Lakers.
Oh, they was hating, dog. They buried us alive. They buried us. Lakers suck anyway. Boo, shut up. Let's not talk about the Lakers. Like, y'all just gonna do us like that? Like, they hate on us when we win. Then they kick us when we down. We down, we on our knees, they kicking us like, Lakers suck.
And we telling y'all, we like, nah, it's cool, y'all got us. Like, y'all see us on our team.
Real Laker fans was never tripping, like, hey.
Never tripping, it's cool.
We was like, hey, you know what? We rebuilding right now, it's all good.
As long as we competitive.
Yeah, like, we rebuilding, I'm straight with that.
That's cool.
Sadly enough, we've actually drafted the last two drafts good players.
Yeah.
We've traded some away, like you said. We traded Larry Nance because he came with Brandon Ingram, but we traded him away. But we still got Josh Hart and Kuzma. We still got Ingram for the moment, and Lonzo's a good player, even though people be trying to hate on Zo.
We got Zubac.
Zubac.
We drafted Earl Clark, I think.
No, we didn't draft Earl Clark.
No.
But
Zubac.
Zubac.
Oh, he think he's Tupac.
Yeah.
I was done.
That's funny.
All right. Shout out to Tupac for breaking that barrier. We needed that in life.
Zupac.
So, hold on. So, who else? Because our team, I'm telling you, y'all, our team look real different. If you remember back.
Our team looks stupid.
Man, for real. We had, not stupid in a good way.
We had
Ramon Sessions.
Remember when we, oh my God, remember when we gave up Derek Fisher because we needed to get younger at the point guard and we went and got Ramon Sessions? And they was that's a good pickup.
Ramon Sessions,
remember
he tapped and we thought that was hard. He didn't dunk on nobody. He tapped.
He did a strong layup. We was like, "Woo!"
And Kobe slapped him on the back of his head and said, "Get that shit, boy!" Like, he was a grown man, and Kobe thought he was
so
a boy.
They were so happy. That's like, you know, the equivalent to when we got Ramon Sessions is like Cleveland getting George Hill last year. Like, hey, he know how to play point guard. He gonna play his position.
Yeah.
Like, I was legit low-key happy. Like, hey, we got a young athletic point guard. He going to be running up the court fast and all that.
But didn't do a...
Didn't do nothing. And then left.
Then left. Ramon.
Like, all right, fuck you then, nigga.
Then, like...
It's... Then that nigga went to, like, the Bobcats of all teams. Like, you going to go to the Bobcats?
Then we had Jeremy Lin.
We had Jeremy Lin after, like... Linsanity too.
Nope.
Like a year after Linsanity, but it was still like, yo, you know, he was just traded to Atlanta Hawks too.
Oh wow.
But yeah,
how do Jeremy Lin still have a job?
He's actually a good point guard. That's the sad part. Like, he got better. Like, he kept working on his game. Like, remember when he got to us, he didn't have no left hand? Cause remember, it took him like, it took him like 3 years to get a left hand. Like, he didn't get a left hand until he went to Charlotte.
Lakers have always tried to get
us. But we got Jeremy Lin.
We got Mitch Kupchak. What was you doing,
and
baby?
And we was doing, like, Mitch? Remember, like, we had Jeremy Lin. That was that year when Kobe was just so mad at the team. Like, remember, we had lost, like, 18 in a row, and then we had finally won, and Jordan Hill and Swaggy P was celebrating. They was like, yeah, we won. L.A. And Kobe was like... These niggas is so stupid. Like, I can't believe this is what has happened to my team. Like, he was so mad. Like, it's nothing I can do. I got a torn rotator cuff right now. Like,
oh god.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Wait.
It's so funny, dog. But yeah, remember we had him. That's when we had Xavier Henry. Jordan Farmar came back.
Jordan Farmar. I like Jordan Farmar.
I love Jordan Farmar. But Jordan Farmar just wasn't it, bro. Like, like when he came back from Europe, remember he like tore his hamstring.
He
was
the MVP in Europe. He was a Turkish MVP.
He really did, but Turkey is not like a good Euro league, though.
Hey man, MVP is you the best in the league.
Nah.
For you the MVP.
Yeah, no, yo, right. You right, but nah.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm telling y'all.
But Jordan Farmar, I remember when we got Jordan Farmar, I was like, hey, start him over Smush immediately. But Phil Jackson didn't want to start him because he was a rookie.
Y'all don't understand. Like, if you a real Laker fan out there in the world, you know what we talking about. Like, we had to make literally lemonade out of lemon.
Because we had to make lemonade out of limes. Like,
man, that's nasty too.
Like, we had to make it seem like it was lemonade when it was really limeade this
whole
time.
Like, nah, they cool.
Yeah, like, this don't taste that bad.
It ain't that bad. Remember the Steve Blake years?
Oh my god, we really got Steve Blake.
All right, we're gonna stop reminiscing.
I'm not even gonna talk about it.
That's what we saying, y'all. We just spent enough time on y'all to understand that we had some horrible years as Lakers, and now that LeBron is here. Now that Rajon is here.
Don't say Rondo like that's really an acquisition.
Hey, Rajon. First of all, that is a championship right there. He is a championshipper. Okay? He's won a ring. He's won a ring
on one of the best basketball teams in NBA history.
And he was the motherfucking captain on that bench.
He was not the captain.
No, he wasn't like the captain of the team, but he was the captain of the offense. Like, he had the ball in his hand. He had the ball. He could have had 12
Every
turnovers.
Every point guard has the ball, but I feel you though. I'm not gonna go.
Rondo could go anywhere and get assists.
But that's the problem. But I'm not even gonna get into that.
We got Lance Stephenson.
Lance Stephenson is like.
I just hope he got a little bit of Indiana dirt in his pocket because he only played good in Indiana for some reason. So he just needs a little bit of that Indiana dirt. Put it
low
in your
key,
shoes, Lance.
Low-key, you need to wear a Pacer jersey.
Yeah, like, bro, like, just dream you playing for the Pacers, think it's Larry Bird, Magic, but it's cool, though. And just, like, nigga, I'm going to go buy a motherfucking piece of Indiana land and send it to you, wherever your house at, because you need to just think you in Indiana, bro. Play that defense. On like you played on LeBron, playing on everybody. I want you blowing everybody ear. That's cool with me. I like that shit. Blowing niggas ear, make them irritated.
That's gay.
Nigga, win the
but
game.
But when he did it to LeBron, it was funny though.
Nigga, okay, like let me just say this. Let me say this. Dennis Rodman, mind games.
Gay.
And look. nothing against my homosexual brothers in the world. Listen, even gay people would be like,
that's gay.
That's
gay, bro.
That's cool.
Come on, man. Dennis Rodman is a weirdo.
It's just, it's mind games, though. Like, basketball No, you're right, though.
He played the right amount of...
He played the right amount of mind games.
He'll get you off of your game.
Lance Stevenson, mind games. JaVale McGee is going to prank a nigga to death. They not going to know what to do with JaVale. Nah, JaVale got a ring. He got two, right? JaVale is a two-time NBA champion. Shaq has nothing else to say. If JaVale win two more rings, guess what? He tied with Shaq. So Shaq better be most barbecue chicken. JaVale would have walked and got two rings.
Oh,
he fell asleep and got two rings on you, Shaq. He halfway there.
Oh, my God. That is so true.
He making the league look like barbecue chicken the way he just got these rings.
That is so true, though. That's funny.
And honestly, JaVale has played with some of the best basketball players. JaVale has played with John Wall and Bradley Beal.
He didn't play with Bradley Beal. He was already gone by then. He played with John Wall.
And Nick Young.
And Nick Young. That's his boy right there. That's like his best friend.
He played with Carmelo?
Nope. He was on Denver after.
Did he play with Carmelo in Denver?
Nah. That was like right after.
Well, he played with...
He played with Steph Curry.
Kevin Durant. Klay Thompson. And well, Draymond is all right. Draymond is cool. Draymond is a great energy guy.
Draymond, defensive player of the year,
he
bro.
He is a defensive player of the year.
Sleep on his hardware.
I'm never
on
sleeping
his
on this defensive player. I've never seen. He dropped 35 points in the finals game. So, you know, I'm never sleep. Draymond is a good dude. But, yeah, like, we got good pieces. Still got Brandon Ingram right now. Still got Lonzo Ball right now. Still
LeBron,
got Josh Hart.
Yeah, LeBron was like, don't trade them.
Still got Kyle Kuzma right now.
Yeah, LeBron was like, don't trade them.
Oh,
like,
he said that?
Yeah, he was like, nah, like, if we can't just get Kawhi for, like... Yeah, he's like, don't give up everybody. Like, he want to play with them. Which is, which, like, when I read that, was like... Like, he, like, I'm not about to do, like, what I did in Cleveland. Like,
he came
he wants to play with younger players. Like, he don't want to play with a bunch of old, like, because it always started. Remember when he went back to Cleveland, was like, hey, he playing with Kyrie and Deion Waiters and a bunch of young players. And then they traded all the young players for old players. And then they got too old. So now he, like, nah, I'm not going through this. Like, my 4 years in Miami, old. Everybody was old except for me. I get to Cleveland. We was young. And then we got old really fast.
We got old quick.
And we couldn't compete with nobody. And he like, I'm not about to do this again. So if we can't just add people in free agency, nah, don't trade the team away. Like, Brandon Ingram is 20 years old. I think he turned 21 this season.
He can make
Lonzo is 20 years old. Kuzma is old. He's 22. Far as like, but he's still young though. Not like old. That's not old. But
that's
you know how
old.
They treat it in basketball sometimes. It's like, well, he was... A junior and came out of college, but he's still 21, 22. So it's not like it. Like, he playing with young players that want to play, that want to win. Like, they was winning this year. Like,
yeah.
So he's seen that. He came here for a reason.
We didn't pick LeBron, y'all. I'm going to keep it real.
I didn't think he was going to come here.
LeBron picked us.
I didn't necessarily want him to come here.
I honestly
wanted the team to just build out the young core
still.
There
you go. Build
I'm like, hey, we played good last year. We won like 40 games or something like that. We could come back. We could get up. We could get 45 this year.
I wanted Boogie, though.
Yeah.
But you know what, Boogie? You could go. Yeah. Go ahead and over there in the Warriors. You're not going to play until like February. That's the truth.
Splash, brother. It's all good.
You're not going to play until February. I already know. That's what
JaVale
it is.
Lock him up.
Hey, JaVale, you get in that gym with Michael Cooper.
Michael Cooper's chair. JaVale actually did work out with Hakeem Olajuwon.
Big game, James Worthy.
But his game can't ain't they games though.
Nah, it ain't they, but they big men. They know how to play that big man ball.
Michael Cooper was a shooting guard, bro.
I don't know why I said big man.
James Worthy was a small forward. He was only 6'8". He wasn't a big man.
But for some reason, they always talk like they know that big man ball.
Because that was 80s basketball, so everybody knew how to post up.
Oh, they know how to play that post game.
Yeah.
Get your post game.
When you played in the 80s and your socks was that high and your shorts was that short,
you
better
have
a
post.
Yeah.
You got to be in the post.
What? You don't know how to be in a post? What is you,
go
a girl? Yeah.
You don't get no PT.
Yeah. You're not a man if you didn't play in a post.
What? You can't post it? You can't post up? Oh, you weak, brother.
What did your uncle do the first thing when you play in the backyard? He post you
post up. You up and go to work.
He don't think about nothing else. He gonna seal, catch the ball, and he gonna throw a crazy hook, and it's gonna go in.
And kill you.
That's everybody in the 80s. Come on, now.
Right. So, but as long as JaVale get his footwork, feet work, you know, get his footwork right, you feel me? Let him get in there, move around. I want to see. He ain't got to get no points.
He's our starting center, though.
Oh, but what I'm saying is,
Zubac is the backup.
Zubac can shoot. We don't have to design no plays for him. No,
he just got to catch lobs and block shots.
He can be DeAndre Jordan.
He's way more disciplined. 1.0. Yeah, he's way more disciplined than he used to be. So
DeAndre Jordan is 2.0, so he could be DeAndre Jordan 1.0.
Like, JaVale McGee wish he can be,
well, he could be point
a
five.
Third of the talent that DeAndre Jordan has. And they do the same shit. So imagine how, like, so think about that.
JaVale McGee just needs to get in there with LeBron. Get your mind right. LeBron about to, like, this is the cold part. You put LeBron is like seasoning. You feel me? It make everything better. So LeBron about to get in there, and he about to get on these boys. And we about to build up. And we got Rajon. I keep saying Rajon played with Kevin Garnett. He played with Ray Allen.
Rondo is
he played with Paul Pierce.
Rondo is like
the real playoff P.
Nah, the ill part about
Paul
Rondo.
Pierce, the real playoff P. I'm gonna let you know right now, Paul George, never say that again in your life.
Paul Pierce, man, I don't fuck with that nigga, but he really is the real playoff P.
He the
P.
truth.
He is the truth.
PG, you just a lie. Stay in Oklahoma. You never welcome to the Lakers though.
You gonna get booed so severely.
I never want you on the Lakers, bro. I never want you on the Lakers. If any Laker fan wants you on the Lakers, I gotta have a talk to you.
They not real Laker fans. Because everybody, you know the sad part about basketball right now. Everybody that's been Clipper fans for the last 4 years is Laker fans now, just because we got LeBron. Like, hey, my team, the Lakers. Nigga, if you don't stop playing with my team.
Never been you're a faker.
I remember when the Clippers was winning, and it was like, I was just sitting there. I was like, let me look. I was watching the game, and I'm like, let me look at the Clipper fans. And I looked at the Clipper fans and realized that all the Clipper fans are people that aren't from L.A.
Majority of them.
They're people that move from other cities and just wanted to attach themselves to something. And was like, hey, they're winning. So, and I live in L.A. right now, so I'm a Clippers fan.
I remember when they covered up our banners. Remember when they covered up our banners?
They was haters.
Disrespectful.
Being a Clippers fan is like being a Brooklyn Nets fan.
How dare you, Doug?
Yeah.
How dare you, Doug? How dare you cover up the banners?
That's why they need to go play at the convention center.
How y'all don't want to look at championships? How y'all don't want
to
see something I never had?
Yeah, like, Doc Rivers.
Y'all crazy, man. I hope
and none of them players is on the team no more. All them players that they pushed up in them banners is gone. No Chris Paul, DeAndre gone. They traded Blake.
No Blake.
They traded Austin Rivers. Even though he wasn't on no banner, but still though.
He wasn't. I don't even care about Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers is a good basketball player.
Okay.
He gonna be good in Washington playing with John Wall and Bradley Beal. They needed another guard over there. Oh. That low-key made, like, nobody was talking about that as a move.
Well, that was a good move. That made sense.
Yeah, because they didn't have nobody that could create a shot outside of John Wall and Bradley Beal. So every time they went to the bench, they didn't have nobody on the bench. They just added Austin Rivers and Dwight Howard. Washington gonna be kind of nice, bro. I know you don't like D12.
I don't like Dwight Howard at all. He's another one.
I wanted him back on the Lakers.
Nah, you wanted never ever.
I wanted him back, bro. I'm
see,
like,
Lakers,
listen,
Laker fans. Listen. Sometimes y'all be some little cakes. Y'all be
listen,
some cakes.
You know
cupcakes.
Why?
Putting
you
up
know,
banners. Don't put up no
you know,
banner for nobody.
Nah, I wasn't with that shit. But you
put
know
up
why?
The we gave Dwight Howard a day. Do you know that? That's how.
You
that's
know
how
why I
whack
him
LA
back,
was.
It's because we got JaVale McGee, and I'm like, bro, we need somebody else. Like, I can't put my faith in him as my center. Like, at least I know Dwight know his role, for real. He gonna have, like, maybe twice a game where he gonna want to post up. But that's cool, because he got a little jump hook.
We could just look at who available out there and just pick
I mean,
somebody.
We can
man, Laker
Carmelo,
fans, let us know who available out there. We can
Carmelo Anthony.
Hello?
Carmelo Anthony.
Who? I'm sorry, dog. You said Jamal Crawford. I'd rather have Jamal Crawford.
We don't got
than
no more.
Anthony.
We don't got no more guard minutes.
But
we got Lance. We got Rondo. We got Caldwell Pope. We got Josh Hart. We got Lonzo. We like seven guards deep.
We got
bro.
Good guards, y'all. Y'all just heard our guards. We got good guards.
Like, we got too many guards.
We got LeBron.
I would have rather.
We got Ingram.
I would have rather had Jamal Crawford.
We got Kuzma.
Over Rondo or Lance Stevenson. Not I'm not gonna lie.
Over Rondo?
Four time six man of the year. Him and Lou Williams is like the only dudes. Like when it's all said and done, that award gonna be named the Jamal Crawford Award. Like,
listen, the six man of the year is a baller, no doubt. But I don't care about Jamal Crawford. No offense to Jamal, you a baller, dog. You great. You'll be on my created Laker team for sure. But, like, in real life, I don't need that isolation basketball right now.
You need somebody to just throw him the ball, go get a bucket real fast.
That's what lose the game. I want a team that trusts in passing the ball like Golden State do.
Even they have a moment where they say, hey, KD, go get a bucket,
no doubt. But at the end of the game, guess what? If KD make that extra pass and they make one more pass after Draymond get it, they going to hit that three because they used to playing like that. I want a team that trusts in their offense more than they trust in, oh, let me give it to this isolation basketball. Hero ball don't win the game, dog. Danny Green could have been finals MVP. I keep saying that, but Danny Green could have been finals MVP if the Spurs would have won that year. So team basketball is what win the game. Isolation ball, I'm sorry, Jamal Crawford, but that don't work. LeBron James scoring 55 points a game, guess what? It don't work.
It do work. That's the sad part.
He lost.
He didn't lose. I'm not going to get into it.
He didn't lose
because it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault why they lost, man. We all watched the game.
It wasn't his fault why they lost, but what I'm saying is...
But I got you, though. I feel you, though.
55 points a game is not going to win a game if it's only you by yourself. Kevin Love, you're on the team. Why you don't give a person, like, 30 points?
That's not his game, though.
Man, Minnesota KG could have gave me 30.
Yeah, I don't even want Kevin Love like ever in my life. I never wanted him. I remember when they was trying to get Russell and him to come to the Lakers. I was like,
that was
why did y'all
lay all over again?
I'm like, why
did
y'all
final
want
four?
Kevin Love though?
I like Kevin Love.
I like him on Cleveland.
In Minnesota
with LeBron, like on that team. I love Kevin
LA
Love
with LeBron. No.
Nah, that's not gonna happen. But I'm just saying in general.
LA Bron.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what team, like...
LeBron James! I can say that now. I don't feel bad saying it. LeBron is on my team.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
LeBron James?
You feel me? Man, let's get it, man. We out of here. You already know what it is. Summer League, we balling. Lakers, check us out. Get out your boys. The Occasional Hoopers. You already know.